conspiracy emanating from abroad.
Officials say Pimentel was putting together pipe bombs. There's still no deal in sight on cutting the federal debt. Republican Senator John Kyle tells NBC's Meet the Press he won't budge on tax increases.
We're not going to tax our way out of this. We need to grow. And you can't grow if you raise taxes in the middle of a recession.
Members of the supercommittee are expected to announce their failure to reach a deal. The U.S. is getting ready to slap new sanctions against Iran. Diplomatic sources tell CNN foreign companies would be banned from doing business with Iran's petrochemical industry. Those who violate the order would be banned from U.S. markets. Protesters are back on the streets of Cairo after a weekend of deadly riots between protesters and security forces. Journalist Ian Lee says the protesters are made up of a wide range of Egyptians, conservative to liberal.
They want to see the military hand over control to a civilian government with the new constitutional principles that they're trying to put in place where the military would be above the Constitution. People are not happy with that.
At least 10 people were killed Sunday and more than 1,000 injured. The Boss is coming back. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are planning a 2012 tour, including stops in the U.S. and Europe. It's their first tour in 3 years. Tour dates will be announced soon, and the band is also hinting at a new album. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Well, consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance door buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
There is some good economic news this morning, and we sure could use it. A closely watched survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds the chance of another U.S. recession going down. The economists surveyed think the economy will grow through 2012 more than previously forecast at a rate of 2.4%. Only 7.5% of respondents think we could hit another recession. 2 months ago, almost twice as many thought that. Busy week for economic reports, and they all come early because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the half-day Black Friday trading session. Home resales, third-quarter GDP, personal income and spending, jobless claims, durable goods, and consumer sentiment all coming in the next 3 days. One important earnings report on the calendar today, Hewlett-Packard posts third-quarter results after the closing bell. Stock futures are falling as fear grows the Congressional Supercommittee may fail in its quest to come up with a debt reduction deal by Wednesday. S&P futures falling 20 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24-7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store in the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Well, consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance store buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Ship with Tony Triano.
And good morning, everybody. It is a Monday, and it's a holiday week. Of course, Thanksgiving just a few short days away for the majority of us. It is also an easier week, certainly a shortened week, although not everybody, certainly those in retail, especially those working at Target and Walmart and all those other stores, know that your Thanksgiving will be cut short. Unfortunately, nothing we can do about it. And frankly, I was watching TV yesterday, Target was actually heavily promoting opening at midnight on Friday morning. Or Thursday night, whichever way you want to take a look at it. We'll have a chance to talk about that in greater detail a little later on in today's show. I hope everybody's doing well this bright and early Monday morning. It is a little chilly outside. Certainly it should be this time of year, right? Seasonably cool temperatures. All things considered, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. All right, well, we do have a lot to get to today. Brandon Jessup will be joining us from Michigan Forward. Going to update us on Public Act 4, the emergency manager bill. How are they doing with signatures? What else do they have going on? We haven't visited with Brandon in a while, so today we get caught up. At 7:50, of course, we will help Occupy Detroit, Occupy First Shift, and get an update on that. And if you have not heard, there was a horrendous incident at UC Davis where a bunch of peaceful protesters were pepper sprayed for no reason at all. We'll talk about that as well. Mark Brewer joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. So we've got a lot to do, but it's time for us to get going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Anticipation. That would be our first word today. You know, if it's the holiday, you know, Thanksgiving, anticipating all the goodness that that represents. Maybe it's just having a few days off. Maybe it's a beautiful meal. The opportunity to connect with your family and friends. Whatever it is, there certainly is a sense of anticipation as we begin this holiday week. And, of course, the holiday season is once more upon us. And I hope that in anticipation of what you want the holiday to be for you, that it does come true for you, however you want that to be manifested in your life. I'm not a huge fan of all of the money that is represented by the Christmas holiday, but I'm happy to say that at least in my family, both on my in-law side, my side of the family, we've really taken the focus off the financial, the monetary aspect of the holiday, and try to enjoy each other's company, as we will on Thursday. I can promise you that. So, our first word today, in anticipation of a short but wonderful and glorious week, is anticipation. And what a weekend it was. If you were anticipating you know, nothing but success. Well, you got what you wanted. And as I bring Jeff Radford into the show, the Red Wings, Michigan, Michigan State, the Lions, all winners this weekend. Jeff, how can you quarrel with that?
It's hard to. It is hard to kind of get down about the weekend because obviously, but the Lions with another big comeback. Did you know that they're the only team in the NFL ever to be down by over 17 points in three different games in one season and come back?
I learned that, of course, yesterday. But no, I had no idea. It is crazy. Yeah, it is crazy. Let's back up a little bit. You know, the Wings are on a road trip right now, Jeff, and they lost the first two. They win Friday night 4-1. The consistency, as we talked about, is the key there. They're not showing consistency right now. Certainly, we have the talent, and let's be mindful of that. Certainly, it's early on in the season. If you're going to falter, this is the time to do it. But, man, it would be nice to see some consistency for our hockey franchise.
Oh, yeah, of course. And it all be, you know, starts with the people who you want to lead you. I mean, Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg have to get going and, you know, take over leadership of the team. And I don't know if it's like the old Pistons where it's the light switch where you just flip the switch and, you know, closer to it gets to playoff time, then they start get going. But, you know, I still think true hockey fans probably would know better than a lot of other people. But for the most part, and I'm not one. Until midway through the season, because there are so much other things to pay attention to. College football, or normally there's the NBA, college basketball starting going. It seems like this year more than any, we're really focusing on NHL because, you know, the NBA strike and you know, the NHL is what will get us between games for college and pro football.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a different winter. I don't anticipate that the NBA is going to strike a deal at any time, Jeff. In fact, I believe it. I'm sure that before the 1st of December, maybe a few weeks after that, if that, they will announce that the season will be canceled.
Yeah, and do you feel bad for that at all?
No, not at all.
Neither side, really. I mean, it almost seems like the fans need a union, and we're saying this, and we should be able to strike.
Well, we can. In fact, if professional sports didn't learn a lesson when baseball went on strike in the 90s, Jeff. They lost a considerable amount of their television audience. People were very upset with the owners and the players. I don't know if you remember that, but I really remember it. And there was huge protest by the fans once the season started because they were so upset with both sides having such a difficulty trying to figure out how to split up their billions of dollars. It's a little offensive to the fans, to be honest with you.
But also, baseball also came back stronger than ever as well. I mean, maybe fueled by steroids and the McGuire and Sosa home run chase. But it also, you know, that's why I think maybe the NBA is a little bit arrogant in this and saying, you know what, maybe we take a hit for a little bit, but the fans will eventually come back. The thing baseball had going for it, there's nothing else in the summer. I mean, eventually you were going to have to pay attention.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily comparing them head-to-head, but I'm just saying that there should be, and I think we're agreeing, there should be some lessons learned out of that. Whether it's arrogance, whether it's greed, probably a combination of both. It's very disappointing.
Well, and especially around here, the apathy was already starting to set in. Unless you're, you know, one of the five or six cities out there where the big threes were starting to form, and you actually had a shot at a title, Dallas, Miami, New York, some of these other places, then if you weren't one of those, you know, few cities, then the apathy is already starting to set in with the NBA.
Yeah, and I can't even imagine some of these smaller markets. I have, you know, and I'm one of those people that thinks that they grew basketball, professional basketball, too quickly. I believe it's in markets that can't sustain it. I think that's clear. You don't need my guess on it. It's you know, the books will tell you that. But this, you know, this idea that you know, they know it all. You know, expansion, and I'm glad that the NFL finally slowed down. I was worried that the NFL was going to get too big, and I think it's perfect where it is right now and doesn't need to get any bigger. We see that baseball's realigning. We haven't really talked much about that. You know, so, yeah, to tweak it. But, you know, when you've got millionaires versus billionaires, where's the sympathy? Where do you place your sympathy? You can't.
No, you exactly.
Can't. Especially, and these are, you know, it'd be different if these were about quality of work issues. They're not. It's strictly about finances. And, you know, the owners come up with a 50-50 split. I don't know how it gets more fair than that, Jeff, but I don't know all the details, so maybe it's unfair of me to say that. So, I'll agree with that up front, but, you know, it's just, who cares? You're right, who cares? I don't care, Jeff. I really don't care.
Well, and a lot of us have already decided up until this point that the better basketball is college. They're more emotional, they're more into it, it's more of a team game. You don't just see, okay, well, this guy's the star on this team, so everyone, you sit on the other side of the court and let this guy go one-on-one and see if he can score. I mean, the NBA, that's another reason why I think the NBA, you want to say expansion and growing too fast. I'll say the fact that they saw Michael Jordan just take over the world, I guess, as far as basketball goes, and they wanted to duplicate that. So every time it's like, who's the next Jordan? Well, you start promoting superstars, and then they can get away with the calls. Okay, well, let them travel a little bit. Let them get away with the foul. If they charge into it, charge into you, don't call the block. Call it call the block instead of the charge and stuff like that, where it's gotten to be not a team game anymore.
No, they're going to have to work through that. But I believe that they will be announcing the cancellation of the National Basketball Association sometime in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And at that point, I think that they already filed for decertification and all the stuff the NFL did. And I know they hired the NFL's attorney that worked on the lockout, and that's all well and good. It just, again, we don't care. That's the problem. With football, we care, Jeff. You know, the average football fan cared that there may not be football. The average basketball fan, you said it perfectly, they're more than happy to just enjoy the college game. You know, they're more than happy to do that. And, Jeff, the reality is there are guys on every basketball team in the league that are college age. I mean, a lot of these guys, what are they required to play 1 year now before they can jump to the NBA?
Yep.
So, big deal. I mean, there's really not even a difference between there's not even a huge difference in the talent. I shouldn't say that. There is a huge difference, but you understand my point. Anyway, that's that. All right, we're working up against the break. Certainly we'll come back and talk Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Jeff, very quickly, is it tomorrow that we find out about Justin Verlander and the MVPs, or today?
2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock today. Your thoughts before we get to the break?
They haven't changed. Still think he's the MVP.
I know, but do you think he's going to get it? I think he's the MVP. I just don't think they're going to give it to him.
They're going to have to justify somebody else, and I don't know how they'll do that.
Okay. All right. So you don't want to pick. I'm okay with that. I'm all right. That's okay. All right. We'll take a quick break here. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday. Thanks for punching in. We got a lot of great stuff to get to a little bit later on in this hour. Mayor Dave Bing on Flashpoint on WDIV Channel 4 with Devin Skillian yesterday. We'll listen in on that, but stay with us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Coming down 96, heading toward 275. We're doing pretty well through there right now. Maybe a little different story in a while as traffic starts picking up. But right now, no slowdowns as you try to maybe get onto M5 or go south on 275 or heading east on the Ruther. It all looks good.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, our high near 46. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, look for rain and a high near 47. Right now, overcast skies, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Play EA Sports NCAA Football 12 Pick'em presented by Lowe's. Visit the Lowe's Home Improvement Facebook page. Pick the winning college football games and you'll be entered to win weekly prizes from EA Sports. Lowe's is an official corporate partner of NCAA Football. No purchase necessary until 11:59 p.m. Central Time on 12-11. Subject to official rules at Facebook.com/Lowe's.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
This Black Friday, why lug it around when you can lay it all away at Kmart? That's right. Kmart offers layaway on the hottest shopping day of the year. So you can lock in the season's hottest prices, leave it with us, and pay it off a little at a time. Not every store can say that. And Kmart layaway is the one that lets you shop thousands of items across dozens of departments, including apparel, toys, sporting goods, and electronics. This Black Friday, when it comes to shopping smart, there's layaway, and there's Kmart layaway. Requires down and bi-weekly payments. All fees non-refundable. Cancellation fees apply. Not available at all Kmart stores. Excluding supplies. Please look for further details.
Union. Work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Monday morning. As always, we're open lines, folks, in this first hour. And we have a caller. And feel free, 888-552-3595. We'll get to our scores here in just a minute. Just hang on. But let's go to Dave in Farmington as we begin this holiday week. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dave. Welcome to First Shift.
Well, thank you, and the same to you and your crew, if you will.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason why I'm calling is there's a bill pending in the House. It's already been through in the Senate, the state Senate. It's already been through the House. And contractor associations and self-insured company association are pushing the bill. What they're trying to do is they're trying to rewrite the workman's compensation laws.
Oh, yes.
And one of the biggest things they want to do is that it'll really affect blue-collar guys and gals is you get injured, the doctor releases you for light-duty work. Let's say for whatever reason your employer doesn't want you to work the light duty work or really doesn't have any, a fit for you. And you're unable to go find light duty work elsewhere. They can reduce your benefit amounts because of that.
Yeah. And we covered this extensively, Dave, on the show. A couple weeks ago, in fact, we've done this, we've talked about it two or three different times, and this is one of those things. You know, we saw what happened when the anti-bullying bill came out, and it was so wrong, and that the outpouring of support to get rid of what they were trying to do was great, and they changed it. We need that kind of outpouring of support to say no to this disastrous bill that they're putting out there. First of all, they're lying. And saying that it's the fund is underfunded, which is of course nothing could be further from the truth. Our workers' comp rates have gone down every year for the last 12 years. So historically, we're good there. This is about rewarding insurance companies, Dave, and nothing but rewarding insurance companies for making sure that they contributed to Republicans' campaign coffers, and that's all that this is about. It only saves insurance companies money, and it's going to cost. And the insanity of this bill is it's based on data that doesn't even exist.
You know, I got caught up in this. It sounds much like the workman's compensation laws that are in existence down in Florida, and I got caught up in that. I lost the end of one of my fingers in my right hand, and I'm a pipe fitter, pipe welder by trade. And, of course, I wasn't able to perform my duties with, you know, having to keep one hand basically elevated up at my shoulder. And in a matter of a couple weeks, here I am without any income, not any be able to. Within a month, or after about a month, I was homeless. You know, I didn't have any reserves at the time. I was just a young kid at like 21, 22. You know, I hadn't built up a credit, you know.
Right.
You know, any kind of credit I didn't have. You know, and I was working, you know, at the bottom of the rung because I didn't have any work experience. So I'm just making helper scale. I might have been making all of $7.50 an hour back in 91 when this all happened to me. Yeah, I was basically living in my car.
Yeah, you know, and Dave, and thank you for your call, first off, and secondly, you know, people need to today call their senator and tell them to vote no on the workers' comp bill. They need to vote no, folks. It's one of those things that you're not going to think about it till you need it, and then they're going to base it on whether or not they read the bill. What it says, bottom line, is that, and this is the craziest part about the bill, it bases it on what you might make, not what you do make. What you might make. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right, let's take a look at, it is, it's insane. Let's take a quick look at the Michigan and Michigan State. Dave's paying attention. I like that. The Michigan State games this weekend. Michigan State, Indiana, it wasn't even a game, Jeff. I'm sure it was like, I watched very little of the game just because from the beginning it was so unbalanced. But it was almost like, you know, Michigan State playing a high school football team.
That's Indiana. We said it last Friday when we were doing the predictions. I didn't even want to give a score because I knew it was going to get pretty ugly. And Indiana's, I really only think they have one win, and it's not a Big Ten win. I think it's a 1AA school that they beat. I'm not even sure. It's just they're horrible. And Michigan State did what they're supposed to do, took care of business and won the Legends Division.
And congratulations to them, and you know, going to the new championship game on December 3rd, and certainly don't want to take anything away from that. And you know, whatever bowl bid they get, they've certainly earned. But you know, it should. Although they beat Michigan, you know, we should point out that they have the same record as Michigan. It's just, you know, you got to beat the right people to be in the right position, and therefore Michigan State deserves every accolade that's coming their way.
Yeah, I mean, even though they have the same record, it's the head-to-head. Michigan State showed on the field they're the better team, so they're going to the championship. Now, the weird, odd thing about this is how screwed up the BCS is. Well, right now, SEC teams don't even want to go to the championship game because they could screw up their standing on going to the national championship game, the 1-2. Michigan, or in the Big Ten as well, Michigan is kind of, fans are sitting back saying, well, you know, if there's one thing we can take out of not going to the championship game is that they could beat Ohio State this coming Saturday, be 10-2, and be looked at in higher regard than a Michigan State team, who you said has the same record, going to the championship game, losing, getting that third loss, and now, you know, bowl bids or bowl leaders are looking around and saying, a 10-2 Michigan team coming off of, you know, two impressive wins, or, you know, three straight wins, looks a little more impressive than a Michigan State team who just lost in the championship.
No, it's I don't know how they continue, college continues to get this whole postseason wrong. And, I mean, this has been ongoing, but anyway, congratulations to Michigan State, and certainly Michigan, quite an entertaining game, beating Nebraska, who, you know, we didn't think that they had a chance to beat.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, shocked. That's why it's just incredible, the statistic. Michigan's defense was ranked 108th last year at this time, and now they're 8th. What Madison has been able to do with this defense is unbelievable.
Well, you know, not only did it turn into a rout, but it was an entertaining rout. It's probably the most complete game they've had in 4 years. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. It was a resounding victory. Now, can they? And they have every chance in the world to beat Ohio State next weekend. Ohio State's not the team they once were, and they're a program in a huge transition. And, you know, who would have thought that at the beginning of the season that Michigan had a chance at a 10-win season? But here they are. They're on the doorstep of that, and hopefully that'll happen next weekend for them.
Well, Rich Rodriguez predicted a 10-win season before when he was doing his CBS and analyzing. But, yeah, it is crazy, and especially at home, Big Ten teams at home. I like their chances.
Yeah, me too. All right, a quick break here. We'll take a very brief look at the Lions' victory, and then it's on to Dave Bing on Flashpoint. 888-552-3595. Again, thank you, Dave, for that call. You're paying attention, and I like it. No to the workers' comp changes. We'll take the break. We'll be back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Those heading out on I-94, getting a little busier as you're heading towards 696. A lot of folks jump onto the Reuther, but if you stay and head further west, down toward 8 Mile Vernier, getting a little busier there, down toward Van Dyke and into 75. Heading in through the Dearborn area, 94 looking pretty good at the moment. Heading again toward the freeway interchanges or making your way out towards Southfield.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, our high near 46. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, look for rain and a high near 47. Right now, overcast skies, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Oh, joy! The generous gods of political commentary love me. The polygods have delivered a magnificent gift for me, Newt. Yes, Newt Gingrich is back. Just 3 months ago, the presidential campaign of this corrupt, super-bloated ego on legs had imploded, and commentators like me lost a surefire source of goofy material. Lo and behold, though, as Rick Perry stumbled over his own brain and as Herman Cain fumbled with Libya and several women, the Newt has been ascendant, now topping some polls in the GOP contest. Explaining this exalted status, the former House Speaker was typically modest. "I don't think there's anybody in the race with my background," he bloated. "I have a Ph.D. in American history. I've written 24 books, 7 documentary films." Yes, and he's also been fined $300,000 by his own House Ethics Committee for official corruption. Speaking of which, after an inglorious exit from Congress, Gingrich parlayed his legislative connections into the lucrative life of a Washington influence peddler, carrying water for such corporate favor seekers as IBM and Microsoft. Now we learn that he also quietly did chores for mortgage giant Freddie Mac, a firm he had blasted publicly. He even condemned Barack Obama in 2008 for taking campaign donations from the corporation's executives. Gingrich recently tried to dismiss his own involvement with Freddie Mac, saying his role there was short and minor. Really? No. It turns out he worked with them for 6 years and was paid at least $1.6 million. Nonetheless, filled with his own wondrousness, Newt insists that voters will actually appreciate his work as a hired huckster for corporate interests. "It reminds people that I know a great deal about Washington," he said, cluelessly. This is Jim Hightower saying, thank you, political gods. This is going to be fun.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. A quick look at the Lions' victory yesterday, and it was a tale of two halves, to be honest with you, Jeff. First half, whatever adjectives you want to use, disgusting, disappointing, confusing, just not the kind of football. In fact, they almost sent off a text message to you during the first half, because I was very, very frustrated. But, hey, you know, if you believe, well, anything can happen. And sure enough, the Lions believed, because they turned it around in the second half, pal.
Did you get the feeling at all, though? Like, you didn't want to leave. You didn't want to just bury them. I mean, that's the feeling I had. Like, it was like, okay, they're down 24-7,
yeah.
And it was like, and I was surprised at the score, even though I had been watching. I'm like, they're still very close, and the Panthers aren't that great of a team. I just had the feeling like the game wasn't over, obviously, you know, until you get deeper into the game.
Well, I mean, you know, certainly at halftime I wasn't going, well, that's it, it's over, but I wasn't feeling good about the game. How do you feel good about a score like that, and you see three turnovers by your team in the first half? Any momentum is killed, you know, the first two series. And, you know, even the way they started the game through the two deep passes that are incomplete, and you go, okay, guys, what's going on here? But, wow, I mean, they outscore the Panthers 35-8 in the second half. The time of possession was way out of whack. You know, on the ground, you know, all of a sudden Kevin Smith, who 3 weeks ago, as everybody has said now, 3 weeks ago was sitting on the couch, and, well, he's not sitting on the couch anymore. He might be this morning, but you understand my point. He's, you know, he's the talk of the town, as he should be the talk of the town this morning.
Well, actually, like you said, source of inspiration. He didn't sit on the couch. He was he kept himself in shape, always believing that he had the ability to make it to the NFL again.
Yeah, you know, somebody had asked him that during the press conference after the game, you know, if it was hard to keep his, you know, his attitude up and, you know, his belief system and believing in himself. And he said, you know, it's not tough when you have the will. And that was, to me, that just really resonated with me. So yesterday just started. I mean, you know, that's a great feel good story within the story. You know, we could talk about Stafford's finger in the gloves and we can do all that, Jeff. But the bottom line is they found a way to win yesterday and win convincingly. Although the score might lead you to believe that the game was closer, I really believe, you know, yeah, the first half was difficult, but it was turnovers that gave Carolina that advantage. It wasn't great offense.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's all part of the game. I think their offense was clicking early, and obviously, you know, if you're the Lions, you can't turn the ball over. The Bears showed what happened if you play a good team and you do that, but you know, the second half, and don't forget, with 4 minutes to go in the game, it was tied. So I actually was worried that the Lions were going to score too quickly. I was, you know, let's work some time off this clock. Instead, they, you know, move the ball down the field forcefully, get a touchdown, and then force another turnover and score again. So the score doesn't reflect to how close the game was.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, the last two interceptions by the Lions were just strategically beautiful. Almost moved me to positive tears. Anyway, just pleased with the outcome, and 7-3 on the season now. Of course, Green Bay comes into town on Thursday. We'll talk about more on that on Wednesday morning. But I certainly see an opportunity, and I'm not going to give a prediction now, but all I'm going to say is defense, just defense. You can apply that any way you want because it fits on either team. So I think that Thursday's game is going to be about defense. All right, let's take a look at Mayor Dave Bing sat down with Devin Scillian on Flashpoint, which is on, by the way, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on Channel 4. For those of you that are not familiar with it, it always has a newsmaker in the on the hot seat, if you will, although not a very hot seat. Devin Scillian's very even-handed in these interviews. But Mayor Dave Bing was on the show yesterday, and let's get to some of what he had to say. First of all, Dave Bing on layoffs in the city of Detroit.
Yes, I will be announcing that. And it's not a thing that you like to do, but it's necessary. There's no way around it. But it can't be just layoffs. If we don't get the union to come to the table and open the contracts up and start talking about reform for health care, reform for pension, and changing of work rules, I don't care who comes here. You won't change anything.
Let's stay with the layoffs for a second. How many and where are they coming from?
We're doing an assessment right now as I speak, department by department. The last area that I want to lay off would be public safety. We are in
you
a
made it sound the other night like that's sacrosanct and you wouldn't be seeing layoffs from there.
No, they're the last ones that I would touch, though, because I think that's the most important service that we deliver to our citizens.
And no one's going to disagree with that, but 1,000 cuts, as the mayor will tell us earlier on, just isn't enough. While the city council agrees with that, this is how Mayor Bing, Dave Bing, responds to the city council wanting cuts to go deeper.
We heard right after your address from the city council that they don't think that you're going deep enough. And if you're saying 1,000, Gary Brown and some of his colleagues have said you're looking at more than 2,000 as being necessary. Are you cutting deep enough yet?
Once again, in order, if layoffs is their solution, we'd have to cut everybody out of city government.
To get to the number.
And, you know, is that reasonable? I don't think so. So if you don't get concessions along with layoffs, you won't solve the problem.
Now, you know, keep in mind, folks, that throughout this entire dialogue, and I want to point it out to you before we go any further, not once is there talk about the city council taking, you know, a pay cut, or their staffs being reduced, or the mayor taking a pay cut, or his staffs being reduced. Not once do you hear that in the conversation, but we'll go on. Then the mayor goes on to say that we all need to participate in the pain, but again, places the burden of this squarely on the unions.
You are asking the unions to open a contract that has already been enacted. It's already in practice, and you know there's two signatory lines on a contract. Yes, this is the deal that the union has, but the city signed off on it. Aren't we obligated to live up to what we told them we would do for them?
If we allow that obligation to take the city under, what sense does that make? Then you got nobody with a job, nobody with a paycheck. Makes no sense to me. We all need to participate in the pain. And I'm not here to demonize the union at all. But if they're not willing to open up and play a role here, then they take the city down. And we need to understand that we as workers in the city of Detroit, we work for the citizens. You know, it is not a job bank that you're guaranteed.
All right. Well, you know, that being said, I got to tell you, we're 98% sure we're going to have somebody on the show in the 7 o'clock tomorrow about from AFSCME about this very issue. And very quickly here, union concessions and how he believes, Mayor Bing believes that maybe unions really desire an EFM, an emergency financial manager, which is interesting.
Well, I'm trying to remember the last conversation you and I had about the city financial crisis that didn't involve you asking the unions for concessions. They haven't given any. And coming out of the address the other night, they sounded more entrenched. Leadership sounded more entrenched than ever. Don't we need to go another direction?
Yeah, but what is that direction?
Well, I suppose it's an emergency manager.
Well, if that's what they want, and they want to dig in and say we're not going to even open these contracts up for discussion, that's what they'll get.
It is interesting that some union leaders sound like they're more willing to take their chance with an emergency manager than what they've been able to accomplish with you. That's, I guess, an interesting risk to assume.
I absolutely agree with it. And if that's the risk that they want to take, I can guarantee you that a lot of them will be very unhappy after the fact.
All right. Now, keeping in mind, and something you should know before we go any further, the mayor and the unions, by the way, have a meeting today. And he knew this. Well, maybe he didn't know it. I don't know if they probably recorded this on Friday. So maybe he didn't quite know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. I will. But they do have a meeting today, and they will sit down today. And how that meeting goes, I think we can kind of guess. But, you know, let's go back to some of the audio that we played on Friday, not literally replaying it, but, you know, somebody from the Teamsters Union said some of these guys are making, you know, $10.86 an hour. To cut 10% from that, $1.10 an hour, basically. Think about that now. They're making a little over $9 an hour. How you know, again, how can you justify it? And when we agree that this can't happen by cuts only, at some point, how is the union at fault here? I got to keep on going back to that. It just seems to be wrong. Let's quickly go to the phones. Welcome my brother Amir in Detroit. Amir, pleasure to have you on with us this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your crew. Tony. The same thing has been wrong with our political structure for the last 30 years. The same thing was going on wrong now. We keep talking about cuts, cuts, cuts. How about revenue? Revenue, revenue. How you going to get revenue into the city? Talk about tax revenue, which is what makes the city run. How can we do that? They're not talking about that. And then if you want to cut, cut the executive staff and salaries.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I just made that point, Amir, that they're not talking about the city council staff. They're not talking about the mayor's staff. They're not talking about departmental cuts. There are departments that they could get rid of. You know, we don't need
money. What? You know what the mayor should do? He should take it since he's already rich. I'm not even rich. And if I was the mayor, I would sit up there and say, you know what, I'm going to take a half a salary cut. And if once we turn the city around, then the people can vote for me to get it back.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Amir, because he wasn't going to take a salary at all. All of a sudden, we find out 2 months after he starts taking a salary that he's taking it. That makes you wonder. Amir, thank you for your call. We got to get to the break here. You bet, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. More with Dave Bing on Flashpoint after we take this quick break. Thanks for punching in. This is 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff, producer of this fine radio program you're listening to right now. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. And thanks for listening to First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets. And all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings. Staples, that was easy.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children
children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with a very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Mayor Dave Bing, showing leadership, not showing leadership, that is the question. There's more from Flashpoint in a minute, but we will go back to the phones. Again, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. We welcome Tom in Detroit to the show. Tom, welcome back and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
And to you as well, and yours, and everybody in the listening audience, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You know, in terms of this dire situation with the city right now, and I'm talking about, you know, down the road, not right now to here and now. I mean, ultimately, there's going to have to be some companies come in here to, you know, set up shop and hire people. I mean, because the city is so dependent on, you know, property taxes, okay, and taxes in general. So what happens is, and I understand that if you lay somebody off, you're not paying them a salary. But by the same token, there are no taxes going into the coffers downtown. So, you know, I mean, I appreciate the hell out of what Dan Gilbert's done, bringing what I know it's been, what, probably about 5,000 people into downtown.
Sure.
As well as Blue Cross Blue Shield have brought an additional three.
And let's not forget what Mike Ilitch has done for all these years, Tom.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. I mean, you know, there was an article in the paper back here a couple of months ago, I think it was, where Dan Gilbert says, I'm not finished buying in Detroit. You know what? If Dan Gilbert wanted to buy the whole city of Detroit, I'd say, Dan, buy Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, obviously in terms of job production and that kind of thing, nothing's coming from downtown. I mean, okay, granted, I heard about the Meyer coming in up at the old Redford High School site up here on West McNichols and Grand River, and they've got the Gateway Project over there and Emerald City over in Midtown with Whole Foods, but, I mean, that's it in terms of any kind of economic development.
Yeah, and it's not enough, Tom. And, it, you know, and that's, Amir said earlier, that's the revenue side of the equation that they're not addressing.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
The mayor himself, Tom, said, we're not going to accomplish what we need to accomplish by cuts alone. So we know that.
You know, and, you know, this whole thing, you know, in terms of this budget crisis that we're in, when I think, and I can't remember exactly the name of it, it was some kind of team that he put together, or, right? You know, had the former mayoral candidate, Freeman Hendricks, on it.
Right.
Patty, the woman from S3, Strategic Staffing Solutions. Her and a bunch of other people, and from what I can understand, they told Mayor Bing that if you don't get control of this budget deficit in about another 3 years, it's going to balloon to $750 million. Okay, and I mean, you know, right now, this has just not been a crisis, as Mayor Bing wants to put it. This thing has been a crisis literally since he came into office because, you know, the numbers that he's used in terms of talking about the budget deficit are like 160 or whatever it is that he's been talking. And I'm kind of going like, well, when you came into office, there was a $300-plus million budget deficit. And I mean, what happened to that other $200-plus million
that
all of a sudden just, you know, disappeared?
And Tom, I think that we can all agree that, you know, he, first of all, he campaigned on one thing and then, not unlike a lot of politicians, did something else. He admitted in this Flashpoint interview yesterday that, you know, he's been at this now 30 months, and there's always been a problem, and he didn't necessarily create the problem, which he did not. But what he did do was delay making tough decisions, and he's still delaying making tough decisions. Rochelle Riley in the Detroit Free Press last week wrote about him dipping his toe in the water.
Right, I read that.
Right, he needs to jump in. He's still not jumping in. He's still not showing real leadership. He's still picking the wrong fight with the wrong people.
Yeah, I mean, a union is, you know, I mean, you've cut through the bone, okay? You can't put, you know, that bone's not going to, you know, calcify and grow back together. Because you've cut through the bone. What are you going to do? Start cutting in another place again? And let me say this. I wish him well in terms of hopefully trying to get this thing straightened out. But, like this, an EFN is knocking on the door.
Well, you know,
Bob Phillips say, we're going to kick the so-and-so in.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that we haven't even touched on yet are the 16 police officers that walked off the job on Friday in protest of what the mayor is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we can argue about the sanity or lack thereof of them doing that, but it certainly sends a message, a very clear message, that there are a lot of very unhappy people.
The report that the Free Press did last Sunday through Tuesday, that three-day series about living with murder.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fascinating.
In this age right here in terms of, as they said, living with murder, you're talking about possibly, and I read Nolan Finley, I think it was yesterday, he's talking about, you know, like, the, I think he used a figure like 800, 400 police officers and 400 firefighters. I mean, as crazy as it is now, you're going to take a chance on doing away with more police, laying police off when you need more police out on the street patrolling?
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, what they need to do is they also need to turn to the federal government, and they need to say to the Obama administration, we need help, especially with public safety. We need you to send us a financial package that guarantees that we keep what we have. We need another 2,500 policemen and firemen. I was reading an article the other day. They haven't hired in the fire department in, I don't know how, I think it was like 16 months or so. The average age of a Detroit firefighter is 42 years old, Tom.
Yeah.
42.
Yeah. And, you know, even back to the crime, I mean, I've said it publicly. I think that in those areas from that series last week that were designated as hot spots, I say, let's deploy the National Guard there. Because what do? You take the Guard and you send them 3,000-4,000 miles over to Iraq and Afghanistan to do what? To try and maintain some peace and civility, but you won't, use them here. And I'm not saying that they're going in there, you know, running roughshod over people, but those areas where there's an inordinate amount of crime, okay, they designated three of them. I'm not going to mention which three they designated, but they designated three areas, and I think that they need to go ahead and put the Guard in there just to go over there.
Yeah, and they won't do it for PR reasons because it'll look like a police state. That's what'll happen. And it's just crazy. Well, Tom, thank you for your call. As always, I appreciate it. You bet. We got to get ready to take a break here for the top of the hour. We're not going to solve this again today, but we keep on ignoring the revenue side of the equation. We can do more with asking for federal assistance, especially in the public safety arena. The state should be doing more and helping to set up the bonds, a bond sale to fund a lot of what's going on that needs to go on. The revenue side of this continues to get ignored, and as long as that's happening, then two scenarios present themselves. One of them is somebody, or more than one somebody, is not telling the truth. The other part of this is we're ignoring the larger question because somebody doesn't want to take leadership here and make the tough decisions that need to be made. And I think that the latter is probably more true, although it could be a juxtaposition of both. Brandon Jessup with Michigan Forward in the next hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. Stay tuned for that. CNN with headline news. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. A break for the top of the hour, and we'll be back.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's as we head out on the Reuther. 696 getting a little busier. Westbound as you come past Van Dyke heading toward Mountain into 75. Eastbound even has a little bit of slow traffic at times coming from 75 trying to head out toward the I-94 interchange. M-10 also getting busier for those trying to connect between 696 and Southfield.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. It's a perfect blend of smooth espresso and chocolate syrup with a hint of peppermint and freshly steamed milk. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, our high near 46. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, look for rain and a high near 47. Right now, overcast skies, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift for Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. We could get an unwelcome announcement today from the so-called Super Committee. CNN's Bob Costantini reports the bipartisan panel is expected to admit defeat on its deficit reduction mission.
Democratic Super Committee co-chair Senator Patty Murray blames the GOP's unwillingness to raise taxes on wealthier Americans.
There is one sticking divide, and that is the issue of what I call shared sacrifice, where everybody contributes in a very challenging time for our country.
Murray on CNN's State of the Union. If the Super Committee throws up its hands today, as all signs point, that's supposed to mean automatic cuts of $1.2 trillion would take effect, but not until 2013, after next year's elections, and with time for Congress to toss that out, too. Bob Costantini, CNN Washington.
Police in New York say they foiled an alleged terror plot to blow up area post offices and police stations. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says 27-year-old Jose Pimentel was preparing to set off pipe bombs.
Pimentel acquired the readily available ingredients from Home Depot and other stores, being careful not to make all of these purchases from any one location at the same time.
Authorities call Pimentel an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. We'll hear today from a special Penn State committee looking into sex abuse allegations. The panel was put together after former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was arrested. British lawmakers are hearing today from victims of alleged phone hacking. CNN's Atika Schubert reports testimony will focus on press ethics and behavior.
What we're looking at here is not just News of the World, but British tabloid journalism on trial.
Occupy Wall Street's bank account is growing. Organizers say the group has collected nearly $600,000 in tax-deductible donations. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly, so all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
The outlook for the global economy is grim, but don't look at us to fix it. That warning coming today from the vice premier of China during annual U.S.-China trade talks. He says the top priority for China is its own economic issues, not global growth. Recent reports have shown China's hyper-growth of the past few years losing momentum. The debt mess in Europe and surprisingly weak economic readings from Japan, Singapore, and Thailand intensify the uphill climb faced by China's economy. Back on this side of the world, some hope. A survey by the National Association for Business Economics finds the chance of recession receding. The survey now forecasting 2.4% U.S. economic growth for 2012. Earnings reports for today, Tyson Foods before Wall Street's opening bell, Hewlett-Packard after the close. Worries about European debt and the looming deadline for the Congressional Super Committee to strike a debt deal are fostering new market fear. S&P futures down 22 points, NASDAQ futures down 26. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, They all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals?
Well, consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance store buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Give me 30 seconds because I've got some financial information that could make a big difference in your life. Mortgage interest rates are the lowest we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-970-2611. That's 800-970-2611. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Welcome, everybody, just after 7 o'clock on this Monday holiday week. Hope you're all well. We've got a lot of great stuff to do in this hour. We'll visit with Occupy Detroit at 7:50, as we do every single day, and looking forward to that. Of course, those of you that are just getting up, if you didn't hear over the weekend, the Occupy movement at the University of California, Davis. A couple police officers have been suspended for pepper spraying people that were peacefully protesting. What's that all about? We'll talk a little bit about that as well as some other issues. We do have a little bit of time for open lines in this hour, but as many of you know, way back in May was our first visit with my next guest. Michigan Forward has been front and center in the battle of the Emergency Manager Bill, or the Emergency Financial Manager Law, Public Act 4. They, of course, have been front and center on trying to repeal this at the ballot box. We haven't visited with Brandon in a while. They also recently made a request of the state treasurer, and we'll find out what all that is about as well. But joining us now is Brandon Jessup, the director of Michigan Forward. My brother, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. It's good to get caught up, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Tony, man. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, sir, and it's good to be back on the show to update and just to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, it's been too long. You and I still need to connect, and we're going to do that before Christmas. Yeah. I promise you that will happen. Let's start at the beginning and move forward. Give us an update on what's happening with Public Act 4 in collecting signatures to put that on the ballot for repeal?
Yeah. Earlier this month, we put out an update saying that we had over half of the signatures that we needed validated and in towards our 250,000 signature goal. Right now, we're feverishly validating signatures. Yesterday, we had a tailgate at the Lions game, Go Lions. We had a really good showing out there. A lot of people came around to show support for repealing this law and supporting democracy, so that was good. And where we are, you know, you're no stranger to what's going on across the state. Flint, they just received the notice that they have an emergency manager. We got a mayor down here in Detroit that's threatening that whole political rule of emergency manager here right now. the city of Inkster is facing possibly emergency management, and also the city of Ypsilanti. So we're turning up the heat because we know we don't have too much. We don't have any time to waste right now.
No, we certainly don't. And I'm glad to hear that the signature collecting is still going well, and that you've done so well. If you had to project when you think you might have the signatures you need, is there a deadline on this, by the way, Brandon?
Yeah. The state deadline to get on the 2012 ballot is March 2012. Our deadline, as always, I've been telling you, Tony, is right now. You know, the sooner we can freeze this law and get it on track for the people of the state of Michigan to vote for it, the better off everybody will be. What we really want to do is to take away that fear out of the finances of our local community, of our local communities. And also, you know, we know that once we remove this law from the books, that a lot of the funny math and the fuzzy math that we get from our local officials and also from the state, they won't be able to lean on that so much anymore. They have to pretty much deal transparently and be accountable to the people who elected them and the people who they serve.
Yeah, now, Brandon, you just said something that I don't think a lot of people still understand. You said we'll be able to freeze this. Mm-hmm. Explain what that means, because I don't think people understand what happens first. This isn't something that we have to wait till November of 2012 to stop.
Right. The Michigan election law dictates that repeal efforts that are led by the people, as every effort in the state of Michigan is led by. As soon as they validate the requisite number of signatures of the state board of canvassers, the law is frozen. So the state would not be able to act on Public Act 4 until after the people vote on whether the law is a law that the people wanted or not. So the people of Michigan have power when it comes to receivership, when it comes to emergency management, where it comes to what their local community has to do as far as stabilizing their economy and bringing in the finances that they need. It was funny, I had a conversation with a guy from Jackson yesterday, and he ran to me to sign the petition because he understood that his mayor was actually campaigning for an emergency manager in the city of Jackson. And, you know, he flagged me down and stopped me and brought five more people with him from Jackson. Huh. Just because they understood what it was about. So, you know, now it's a really funny thing with our petitions. People just see the slash with the PA4 on it. They see the slash with the EM on it. They know what it means now. So we got a great campaign, and slowly but surely everyone will get what freeze means, and they'll know what repeal means in 2012.
Well, yeah, that's fascinating. And I can't fathom, Brandon Jessup, for a moment why a mayor would actually campaign for an emergency manager, which I believe Dave Bing is doing as well. And maybe because he delusionally thinks that he'd be appointed the emergency manager, and we know what his agenda is. But my question, yeah, the bigger question here is, you know, why would somebody give up the democracy basically by inviting an emergency manager into your city or municipality, your school system, is to say we no longer care for democracy and your vote no longer matters to us.
Well, you know what? You hit the nail right on the head, Tony, when you said a lot of people just don't care for democracy anymore. We got a lot of people that are impatient with the system. You know, we here at Michigan 4, we believe that a lot of the mayors that campaign for this office, they just are greedy with more power. They want to see takeover. They want to lead takeover. And that's not what America is about. You know, this is not a dictator country, as you said in the video that we launched on Labor Day. This is not a dictator country. This is the state of Michigan. This is the United States, where democracy rules and the people keep a voice. And also a big shout out to Occupy Detroit, because they've been out also with us with petition signatures. They're protecting democracy as well. So all those who think that the Occupy movement has no agenda, they have a very strong agenda. And Michigan 4 supports their efforts as well.
Yeah, no question. You know, and Brandon, if a mayor no longer wants to be mayor, if a mayor doesn't want to make the tough decisions, if a mayor doesn't want to provide the leadership,
they can just step down.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, and I'm not being a smartass. They can just step down. I mean, if it's, and I understand it's a challenge. It's hard to pick favorites, and it, you know, I get all that. If you can't, do it, step down.
Absolutely, and really, you know. In the situation such as Detroit right now, I don't know. I know, Tony, you've heard that the DPS emergency manager, Roy Roberts, he announced that he's reduced a 300 plus million dollar deficit and DPS down to $100 million. Now, once again, you know, I know this is a tough job, but you can't how can you reduce a $200+ million deficit, a $300 million deficit by almost two thirds in less than 3 months? It's seriously kicking a can down the road. And to me, it's more fuzzy math. Right here in the city of Detroit, you know, our mayor, and he made his first assumption was that we were forecast to run out of cash by February. Now, without making any changes to how the city operates at all, now we're supposed to run out of cash in April. Now, which number do I believe?
You can't believe you can't
come forth with our FOIA request, and we're going to continue to do more FOIA request on local municipalities.
Yeah, explain the FOIA request. You placed a request with the state treasurer Andy Dillon. What's that all about?
Yeah, it was a very lengthy request. We asked for the annual budgets and revenue statements of all communities that are currently in receivership since they've gone under emergency management. So we're looking at the performance of Pontiac, at the true performance of Benton Harbor, and the other communities that have emergency managers, including Detroit Public Schools. We want to know about contracts. We want to know everything that EMs have done ever since they've been put in place. So, you know, when we know that we have the proof that EMs don't have open meetings. They often schedule public meetings where the public doesn't convene. We know often that cities, as emergency managers, are sued at XYZ or whatnot, that cities have to put that bill. We want to know what the legal expenses occurred on each city are since they've entered emergency management and or receivership. We have a lot more information that we're asking for from the treasurer, and we're putting the pressure on the treasurer to fulfill our request. Because this entire process has very little transparency, very little disclosure, and we want to open this thing all the way up so we can expose the truth that this law does not work, this law is unconstitutional.
No question. I'm assuming before we have to get to the break here, you still need volunteers. People can go to MichiganForward.org, sign up there, Brandon?
Absolutely, all day, every day. And we just opened up a new lab, a new data entry lab at 600 West Lafayette. Ask me, Council 25. We'll be bringing in 10 more computers tomorrow for volunteers to come in and do verification. That's where we really need the help. We definitely need at least 10 volunteers a day to help us catch up with the petitions that we're bringing in.
All right, folks, that's a critical need. So if there's something, then this is one of those things that if you want to stand up and do something, folks, then this is what you need to do. Go to MichiganForward.org. Brent, I promise that we're going to be much better about staying in touch, and I will get in touch with you this week to set up a meeting very soon, all right?
Hey, it's just fine. Call me on Turkey Day, man. I'll come by and grab a plate.
Fair enough. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Hey, same to you, Tony, man. Be safe.
You bet. MichiganForward.org is the website you want to go to. Open lines on the other side of this break. Open lines, 800-552-3595. What's on your mind? Certainly something is. We'll be back. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW. Happy holidays, everybody. This is Tony. I want to wish you all the blessings of this holiday season. No matter what your belief system is this time of year, may this season bring peace and solidarity to us all. God bless everybody and Happy New Year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hello, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Now, the holiday week, a lot of folks are going to end up having vacation, so we're probably going to see lighter than normal traffic, but we still have plenty of traffic out there. We are starting to see some slow spots on the route there as you head toward I-75, 75 South, getting busier as you're coming in from 14, trying to head down toward about 9 Mile, and as you try to make your way in toward downtown, plenty of company.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today. Our high 46. Tonight we'll see more clouds, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, rain and a high near 47. Looks like Wednesday and Thursday, though, we're going to have sunny skies. Right now it's overcast and 38 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
This Black Friday, why lug it around when you can lay it all away at Kmart? That's right. Kmart offers layaway on the hottest shopping day of the year. So you can lock in the season's hottest prices, leave it with us, and pay it off a little at a time. Not every store can say that. And Kmart layaway is the one that lets you shop thousands of items across dozens of departments, including apparel, toys, sporting goods, and electronics. This Black Friday, when it comes to shopping smart, there's layaway, and there's Kmart layaway. Requires down and bi-weekly payments. All fees non-refundable. Cancellation fees apply. Not available at all Kmart stores. Excluding supply fees. Look for further.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on Leapfrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or ToysRUs.com for complete details.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. We're going to get to the phones here in just a minute. If you would like to join us, we are open lines until 7:50, when we will let Occupy Detroit occupy First Shift. The number 888-552-3595. A little note of accomplishment. We'll point this out. Mr. Radford, I yesterday, as I was doing some organizational stuff, and you know I'm a web stats geek, as you know, I just heard the Rite Aid ad, which is what reminded me of it. We have now, as of yesterday, we have had more than 10,000 people download the Rite Aid Union Store list.
Wow.
Yeah. By far, I think our most successful program link, whatever. But as of yesterday, just over, it's like 10,013 people have downloaded the list of Rite Aid Union Stores in metropolitan Detroit, which I was just blown away by. I hadn't checked it in weeks. So I had no idea that it was doing that well, but sure enough, we've had just over 10,000 people download that list of union stores.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. Anyway, let's go to the phones, and we'll welcome Kevin in Melvindale. Kevin, happy Thanksgiving to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony, and great topic, relevant topic, important topic. You know, the thing that I've called before, and I've discussed the whole issue of, one, to me, you know, how can a mirror, when you talk about Dave Bing, effectively be the mayor of a city when he's, first of all, campaigning to be the financial manager for that city, which is unheard of. And secondly, the one thing that I continue to hear is the attack on workers and employees. And the reason I say that is because as soon as they start talking about making cuts, the first thing they go to is laying off employees, be it the president, be it the mayor and the city council. Now, you can't tell me that a city that is struggling to perform city services with the employees they have, that this is a good thing for the city of Detroit. And you cannot tell me that they've exhausted and looked at everything that they're doing in terms of finding places where they can make cuts that aren't so severe.
Well, I have to agree with you, Kevin, and we have to talk for a minute about the hypocrisy of this mayor who, in the Flashpoint interview he gave on WDIV yesterday with Devin Scillian, where he says cuts alone and personnel doesn't solve the problem, but the first thing we need to do is cut. And so there's that.
Well, he's been anti-union, anti-labor since the day he came into office.
No question that's true, Kevin. No question that's true. This is not America.
That's why he has no credibility on the issue. And I hope people really pay attention to this. Dave Bean wants to become the financial manager, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Tony, but
no, it's
he
okay.
wants to become the financial manager because as a financial manager, he doesn't have to deal with the union.
You're right.
He doesn't want to deal with the union, period, anyway.
You're right.
You remove and make him financial manager. It gives him carte blanche power in terms of being able to get rid of union contracts. And that's really what he wants.
Mayor Dave Bean, Kevin, there's no question. You're right. You're 100% right with everything you've had to say. And Kevin, we need to go back to, I'm gonna call it June, but it's probably May, when this mayor, instead of sitting down with the unions, was trying to negotiate with them through the media. And that's just cowardice, Kevin, and it shows a severe lack of vision and leadership. This mayor does not want to be the mayor, he wants to be the emergency manager. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, Tony, I hope the people wake up. I hope people get out and sign these petitions because I think the entire emergency financial manager law is unconstitutional. I don't know how a governor can appoint a financial manager over cities that have valid elections where the people spoke.
Well, there's no...
Irregardless of where you line up politically, be it Democrat or Republican, it's not right, period.
You're right. And Kevin
needs to stand up across the board and let democracy speak.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, Kevin. If there is ever an issue that transcended politics, the emergency financial manager issue is that. This is about a constitutional right. It's about taking away your constitutional right for representation. And, in fact, I would more than strongly suggest, I think it's factually correct, that if you were to, like in Pontiac and Benton Harbor, this is taxation without representation. Illegal. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. I don't understand why there's not a bigger uproar over this stuff. I really don't understand that. I think everybody gets a little smarter. I think they do. I think everybody gets a little sharper. I think that they become a little more engaged. But you need to step up and start fighting this stuff, folks. To just agree with me does us no good. Fair enough? 888-552-3595. Let's go to Daryl in Farmington. Daryl, happy Thanksgiving to you, and welcome to First Shift.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
One of the things I think that we could use is a little bit of a change in terminology. I know the official name is Emergency Financial Manager, but actually it is Dictator. And what people will have is dictatorial rights and powers. They can unilaterally decide to sell property, renege contracts, fire folks, hire folks, and, in fact, hire people and cause the cities to actually spend more to actually pay for the appointees of a dictator there, or the EFM.
And we saw that in Pontiac, didn't we, Daryl?
Yeah.
We just saw that in Pontiac.
And so what the problem is when people think, well, emergency financial manager, we know we have financial problems, therefore we know we're in an emergency, therefore it's not so bad. But it's actually dictatorship. And I think that we can understand why it is so easy for us to give up power when we understand that human beings tend to do this all the time when they get in a lot of areas of stress. The Weimar Republic in Germany, before Hitler took effect, was a democracy. And in order to get to simplify things and have somebody actually just put things in order, they gradually ended up giving control to the Nazi Party and then ultimately to Hitler. And people looked up 10 years later and wondered, how do we get from there to here? It is a relatively gradual process, but it's happened before, probably more times than just that one time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Daryl, we're just up against the clock, and thank you for your call, but you bring up an amazingly important point, is that we allowed it to happen. And that's really what Daryl was saying. We allowed that to happen. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. Whatever's on your mind is good for us this morning. Occupy Detroit coming up at 7:50. But give us a call now, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
And Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. An earlier accident southbound 275 near Ann Arbor Road. Off to the shoulder, trying to clear, but we've seen some slow going as you're coming in toward 96 and M14 on the southbound side because of the accident. Because of morning congestion, we're seeing slowdowns on 75 south coming into 696 to 9 Mile. And, of course, on the Ruther westbound heading into 75.
This holiday season, light every door with select energy-efficient holiday LED light strings and save $3 instantly at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, our high 46. Tonight we'll see more clouds, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, rain and a high near 47. Looks like Wednesday and Thursday, though, we're going to have sunny skies. Right now it's overcast and 38 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld at Madison's weekend official recall Scott Walker kickoff rally. About 40,000 people marched, as more than 105,000 signatures have already been collected. 540,208 are needed to recall Wisconsin's governor. Wisconsin U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin spoke at the rally.
Working families and middle-class families are under siege. People who are working really, really hard and playing by the rules aren't getting ahead. They're falling behind. What we need to see, rather than an ideological, political game-playing agenda, is an agenda that prioritizes putting people back to work, getting our economy growing again in the state.
As he marched around the Capitol Square, Wisconsin Firefighters President Malin Mitchell said the people will win the recall fight against Walker.
I feel invigorated about the recall. I mean, you see the momentum building. You see people excited to take their state back. And we're going to do it. We're going to win.
Wearing a Cops for Labor shirt, Jefferson, Wisconsin police officer John Messer says this is why he wants to recall Walker.
Because Walker does not represent Wisconsin values.
Sarah Elms is a teacher from Mount Horeb, Wisconsin.
Well, I would certainly love to have my collective bargaining rights back, but I also have a 55-year-old autistic sister who requires the services of the state, and the services are going to be cut. I also have an elderly mother who's 81 who also needs the assistance from the state.
Gary Mitchell is an international vice president with Wisconsin AFSCME.
In March and February, when we were walking around here, we were angry, we were fighting back, we were trying to stem the tide from terrible set of laws that eventually did get passed and signed by the governor. But what is happening here now is that people are grabbing onto some hope. They're really uplifting, and every day seems a better day for everybody around here.
A man holding a Republican against Walker sign says he's voted GOP for decades, but he wants Walker recalled.
I see Walker as an ideologue who can't be flexible in his thinking. His thinking is more like an armchair quarterback who sits around in his living room and thinks up ideas based on lack of knowledge. I think it's incompetent. It's not just a collective bargaining issue. It's a broad spectrum of things. He and the Fitzgerald brothers both are bad for Wisconsin. You know, I want to vote for them for dog catcher.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is a Monday. It's a holiday week, of course. Thanksgiving on Thursday. I know I'm personally looking forward to spending some time with my immediate and extended family at my sister's on Thursday, and it should be amazing. My wife started baking desserts last night. Yum, yum. So we'll look forward to that. If you'd like to join us, feel free. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is based on a story that I found this weekend. A recent study showed that more and more adult children are living with their parents longer than ever before, especially male children. Do you have an adult child still living with you is the poll question. We haven't had anybody vote on that yet this morning. That's kind of unusual. Normally by now we have a few votes, but you know, maybe people are either embarrassed to admit it. There's nothing embarrassing about it. I have three adult children now living in my home. It's okay. I love them. Based on the economy, this doesn't surprise me at all. Now, the median age now is 25. Just 10 years ago, it was 21. It is what it is. More males between the ages of 25 and 34 are facing unemployment. The unemployment rate among men in the 25 to 34 category is at 12% versus 9.2 with all males. So factoring all males, it's 9.2, but in the 25 to 34 range, it is 12.2%. And male ages 20 to 24% face a 19% unemployment rate. For women aged 25 to 34, unemployment stood at 10%, and women aged 20 to 24, 15%. So it makes complete sense that more adult-age children, adults, of course, is considered 18 and above, but even especially those in their 20s to early 30s, more and more people. A lot of people have had their adult children that have left home come back and to reintroduce themselves back into the home. And I'm not assuming that that's necessarily problematic for families. It could be. They turned your bedroom into the craft room or the sewing room or the rec room or the TV room, so maybe that's a little uncomfortable. But, this is, of course, not surprising data based on the fact that unemployment has been so high for such an extended period of time. And I'm thinking of the people in my circle of influence. Many of them have adult children living with them still. Jeff, in your circle of friends, you're in your very early 30s. Are any of your circle still living, or have they been forced, if you will, to go back to live with mom and dad?
No, for the most part, everyone I know is out of the house, but there have been times, you know, where we've gone back and, you know, like, you know, you go back to living at home for a little bit so you can get back on your feet, or until maybe, you know, you find a, you have a job, but you want to move closer to it. So in the meantime, you just, you know, stay at home until you find the apartment open or what have you.
Right.
So,
well, you know, for the majority of people, that's not the issue. The issue is what you first said, which is they come back home to, you know, save a little money so they can get back out there. It's not normally a, hey, waiting for the right situation. I mean, you know, they might paint it that way.
No, I think, in fact, I think it's an important thing is to put out there that for a while, it seems like people weren't really worried, maybe not worried about finances, but were more willing to put things on credit and to rack up debt and just, you know, have the assumption that, yeah, eventually I will, you know, it won't catch up with me. I'll be able to pay it off and go on. Actually, I've got family members who now live back at home, and not because they're struggling. They have a job. It's just they realize, you know, looking forward, you don't have a lot of security financially. If you can spend, or you right now you can save some money and stockpile it, it's just a, you know, financially more, you know, inept strategy. But at the same time, they get along with their parents. It's not like they're just, you know, sitting there not doing anything. Yeah, you help out. It's a, you know, a two-way street. You benefit both ways.
Yes, well, you know, certainly it's a challenge. It's I agree with you that instead of accruing more debt with some sense of optimism that may not be founded in any reality, you know, holding on to or creating more debt, thinking, well, it'll turn around next month or 6 months from now, or I'm sure I'm going to get that new job, or and maybe I'll get a promotion, and this will all, you know, get itself caught up. You're right. It's better to be realistic and say, hey, that's not going to happen. Mom and Dad, is it okay if I come back, or is it okay if I stay longer based on the fact that, you know, I'd like to have at least this much money put in the bank before I go out on my own? And I think most families are happy to accommodate their adult children that way, Jeff. You know, and this isn't about rules. You know, should you be, you know, paying rent or, you know, pitching in for groceries? That's not what this is about. That's not what this is about at all. It's about, you know, a certain reality. And again, the numbers in this study certainly bear that out, that more and more people in their, especially in their late 20s and early 30s, you know, have been forced back into a situation where, you know, they can't, for whatever reason, maintain a separate residence. This is not shocking information, and nor should it be embarrassing either. It's just the reality of the economy we live in.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I've been there before. I went to college, moved out, came back, and while you said it's not about paying rent and doing this, there is that, you know, that feeling that you want to contribute to the overall wellness of the situation.
And that's up to the individual families, Jeff. I mean, if, you know, you feel as an adult child that you want to contribute, then go ahead and do that.
Well, I mean, not just financially. There's things. I mean, I wanted to make sure that it wasn't a situation where it felt like I was taking advantage of anything. So, yeah, I mean, I wanted to, you know, help out around the house anywhere I could. Mow the lawn, fine, I'll take care of it. You know, to feel like I wasn't just, you know, mooching.
And absolutely. And, again, that's a conversation. And again, that's really not what the point of this was for me. But that is a conversation that you do need to have, Jeff, with your parents. If you're moving back in, you know, are there expectations? I mean, certainly you don't want to be sitting around, you know, smoking a stogie, watching the football game while your dad's out shoveling snow. I mean, that seems a little unfair. Anyway, it's just, you know, it is what it is. Some people are fortunate enough to be able to get out and stay out. Others, for whatever reason, need to come back. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Dan in Milford and welcome him to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving, Dan. What's on your mind this morning?
You too. Good morning, brother. Hey, just real quick on kids living at home. I think that, you know, what we're going through, a couple of things. One is people tend to forget, you know, how things used to be where you really relied on family to get you through tough times. I think we're seeing a return to that.
Absolutely.
Anything wrong with it?
No, not at all.
I think secondly, I think that people need to take this as an opportunity. I think there are some basic skills, Tony, that used to get sort of taught in the home in terms of living within your means and being able to establish a budget and understand what it's going to take to be able to live on your own. And I think people need to take this opportunity, especially if the kids are coming back home, to have that conversation with them and help them understand. Because I'll tell you what,
You know, I grew up, I graduated from high school in the mid-80s, and we were the debt generation, you know, and I wish that I had been more frugal in my younger years, because I got way out over my tips on debt, and it took me a long time to recover. So I think we should take this as an opportunity to have a great conversation with our kids.
Well, you know, and Dan, I certainly don't disagree with anything you've had to say. I want to go back to what you said, though, at the very beginning of that, that there was a time where this is exactly what family was for. It was to help and support one another. I would like to think that this will ultimately strengthen families. It gives them an opportunity to stay connected longer. Again, as long as you've got a good understanding and nobody's taking advantage of somebody else, you know, that's a, again, that's a separate conversation. As long as that's not happening, this is an opportunity to strengthen, you know, family values. It's an opportunity to create a deeper bond with your children, and hopefully later on in life when you're going to need them more, you know, that you'll have had that bond, and you know, there will be that sense of, yeah, I need to take care of mom and dad, you know, that now they need me, and I'll be there for them. So I think something positive comes of this ultimately, Dan. I think so anyway.
Yeah, great point, Tony. Great point. I agree. You know, my grandmother, my dad's mom, lived with us until she was 96 years old. She lived with us for probably maybe up to 15 years. Just how it used to be, you know, you take care of your kids and get them going, but then when your folks get old, you take care of them then too, and I think it's a great conversation to be having and get us thinking about, especially this time of year, you know, when family's going to be around. So, hey, I appreciate everything you do, Tony. I probably won't talk to you again before Thanksgiving, but keep up the great work and have an awesome holiday.
Thank you. I plan to do that, and the blessings of the holiday to you, and happy Thanksgiving as well. Thanks so much for your call today, Dan. You know, Jeff, and again, I know that you've got a great relationship with your mom and dad. Not unlike you, I went to college, of course, and I was away for 4 years, and then I came back and didn't necessarily enjoy living at home again. I mean, I'd been, again, pretty much gone for 4 years. I mean, you come home for holidays, whatever, but, you know, you're basically independent. You enjoy your independence. And so, when I got out of college and ended up coming back home, I was very motivated to save money so that I could, you know, once I got a job and was, you know, back on track, I was very motivated to save money to get away. I wanted to get my own place. You know, I just wanted that independence that came with, adulthood. At the same time, I know that I ended up, you know, living there for I don't know how many months, and then I ended up getting my own place, and I never came back, but I would have been welcome back home if it was needed. So, you know, not a bad thing. All right, when we come back, Occupy Detroit occupies first shift, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Oh, what a good day. What a good day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for punching in this morning. We'll take a break here on first shift, and want to remind you, you're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, wishing everyone listening to the Tony Trupiano Show a happy holiday and a great new year.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice, who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state, is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Triano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Triano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Triano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Triano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. And at 7:50, and that only means one thing, Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift, as we love to have them do every single day. And let us turn to one of our favorites, Shannon McEvely, who joins us now from Occupy Detroit. Shannon, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving week to you, dear.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's going to be a great week. So tell me, how was the weekend? I understand you guys got a lot of stuff going on. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a great weekend. We had a really, really busy weekend, even for us, and things always tend to be a little bit crazy, but a very, very busy weekend.
Well, that's great.
I believe that you had Destiny on last week with Occupy Yourself to talk about the Occupy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And that happened yesterday. And that was a great turnout. I could only stay for a little while because it was freezing. But even that, there were a lot of people who came out. The food was great. Everyone had a lot of fun with the fashion show and karaoke. There's a lot of people a lot hungrier than I am who stayed out much later, and that was a great, great success.
In fact, Destiny Turnbow just called and wanted to thank a bunch of people. We'll have her on another time to do that, but I'm glad that it turned out well, Shannon. I had every confidence that it would. And did they end up doing the karaoke, by the way?
Yes, they did. I was leaving just as it started, but I'm sure it was entertaining to everyone involved.
Well, let's talk, Shannon, if we would, a little bit about the internal workings of Occupy Detroit, so just so people get an idea of what's going on there, so that it just doesn't sound like, you know, all we're doing is asking for money or food, you know, that there is actually an end game going on. So let's talk a little bit about the internal workings of Occupy Detroit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The committees. Let's talk a little bit about some of the committees that you guys have.
Okay. Well, we have, I think we call them working groups, committees. Generally, we call them working groups. We have about 15 at this point, and you have the basic things to keep camp running, like the kitchen, supplies, facilitation is the group of occupiers who run all of our meetings. As you can imagine, having a GA with several hundred people, everyone with a point of view and something to say, could get a little bit out of hand without a very well-trained meeting facilitation group. So facilitation is, you know, basically indispensable. I think my working group specifically, one of the great things about the Occupy movement is that in the individual Occupy, anyone can start a working group for any reason. And it doesn't have to be approved by the GA. If you see something that you think that Occupy should be working on, you can start a working group. So I just started the voter registration and education working group with Occupy Detroit.
Oh, great. That's one of my pet projects is voter registration, Shannon.
Right. And I'm so excited. It's honestly probably my favorite thing to do in the entire world is register to vote. Getting other people to register to vote.
It's kind of like vote early, vote often, right? There you go.
Yeah, that's one of those things that the Republicans can latch on to.
Fair enough.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about partnering up with, Michigan Forward, who's working on the EFM repeal.
Yes, we had them on earlier this morning. Yeah.
Okay, great.
They mentioned Occupy Detroit and what a great partner they've been.
Well, look at that. So I'm really excited about that. And then you have one of the other committees that I'm very involved with is Sensitivity and Racial Inclusion, which works on getting our message out to neighborhoods that haven't heard it yet and making sure that what we're doing as Occupy Detroit is sensitive to the fact that we are in Detroit. It's an overwhelmingly black city, and to make sure that everything that we do is sensitive to the history of the city and sensitive to, you know, the residents of the city, which are overwhelmingly black and Hispanic. So that's just, like I said, we have close to 20 working groups at this point. Another thing that I think will be starting pretty soon that I'm really excited about is I think the working title right now is a Christmas cheer working group, where we're hoping to be able to go out in the neighborhoods and maybe do Christmas caroling, things like that, while getting out the Occupy message. So there's just about anything that you could think of, someone at Occupy is working on it in some capacity.
Well, you know, again, Shannon, and you've heard me say this, that I really believe that the Detroit Occupy movement in many, many ways is the model Occupy movement. I'm not taking away from anybody else's, because it's not the protesters or it's not the occupiers that I concern myself with. It's the partnerships that they have with the community, whether that be the city council, the mayor's office, the police department, the local businesses. I think that the Detroit Occupy movement has a fairly pristine relationship with most of these folks. We turn our attention, though, Shannon, we have to what happened at University of California, Davis, where the police pepper sprayed innocent, peaceful protesters for absolutely no reason at all. In fact, there was no reason. Now, those police officers have been suspended. But, you know, still, Shannon, it really does focus light on some of the fear that people have with this Occupy movement, whether it's that they don't understand it or they fear it. And I don't know which would be the case in this UC Davis, but it's certainly something we need to discuss.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of us, especially who've been following the other Occupies very closely, have almost become a little desensitized to, like, you know, pepper sprays and batons and everything. But I mean, that video, I watched it a couple days ago. It was really difficult to watch. Like, that was horrific. That was probably one of the most horrific things that I've seen captured on video in, I don't know how long. And I'm obviously thrilled that the cops who were responsible for it are at least being, you know, being suspended or something like that. And, you know, I think when you said that Occupy Detroit is a model, I mean, I agree, obviously, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we do have such a good relationship with the city and with the police, and that we don't have to, at least not thus far, we haven't had to fear the police in the way that a lot of other Occupies have.
Well, and a lot of that, Shannon, just because we're so short on time, a lot of that is just because there's been this clarity of message. Even, you know, the consensus stuff, it's, you know, we're not threatening anybody with this Occupy movement. We are, you know, we are trying to be as inclusive as we can possibly be. We're also mindful that those that are charged to serve and protect us, the police, are part of that 99%. They get that. We dialogue with them in that way. We all speak the same language. You know, we all have the same goals. So, Shannon, at the end of the day, what Occupy Detroit's doing is certainly, whether you want to take credit for some leadership there or not, I'm going to give you some. Shannon McEvely, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll look forward to visiting with someone tomorrow, but blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right, Shannon again, Shannon McEvely with Occupy Detroit. We have to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. When we continue, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, will be with us. You're going to want to stay with us. A lot more to get to as we work our way through this Monday first shift program. Diane Cross coming up, CNN with headline news. We'll be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Well, Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy, and it is getting busier out there. Those on I-94 getting onto 696, you got plenty of company there. In pockets, we're seeing that heavy traffic down toward Van Dyke and into 75. 75 south into the Reuther, of course, every morning we've got that. 96 east coming in toward 275. Plenty of folks making their way either onto eastbound Reuther or southbound 275.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, our high 46. Tonight we'll see more clouds, a low near 36. Tomorrow, though, rain and a high near 47. Looks like Wednesday and Thursday, though, we're going to have sunny skies. Right now it's overcast and 38 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. An accused Al-Qaeda sympathizer is behind bars on charges he planned to set off pipe bombs in New York. CNN's Deborah Farrick has details.
His name is Jose Pimentel, 27 years old. He was preparing as many as three pipe bombs. Had he built and executed them properly, a counterterrorism source tells me that he could have killed upwards of a dozen people.
Authorities say the suspect's targets included police stations and post offices. Members of the so-called Super Committee could announce today they failed to reach a deal to cut $1.2 trillion from the federal budget. Senator John Kerry says the U.S. economy could be in trouble.
There is a real threat that not only will there be a downgrade, but that the market on Monday will look again at Washington and say, you guys can't get the job done.
And Wall Street futures are sharply lower. A Penn State panel tasked with investigating child rape allegations against a former assistant coach will speak to the media today. CNN's Susan Candiotti has details.
The NCAA ordering Penn State to answer pointed questions about its oversight and policies in handling sex abuse allegations. The Federal Department of Education wants to know how the university reports sex assault crimes. Results could impact student aid.
Former assistant Jerry Sandusky is accused of raping a boy in a locker room shower. Oklahoma State University will hold a memorial service later today for women's basketball coach Kurt Budke and assistant coach Miranda Serna. They died in a plane crash last week. Taylor Swift was queen of the night at the American Music Awards.
To get three awards in one night, I don't have a smile big enough.
Among her trophies, Artist of the Year. It's Swift's second time winning that top honor. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
Intensely high demand for corn, from which we make fuel, sweeteners, packaging materials, and on, has driven up prices dramatically, and that has severely impacted the poultry business. This hour, Tyson Foods is reporting earnings. Its beef and pork divisions made money last quarter, but the chicken business lost money. thanks to the fact Tyson had to pay $300 million more last quarter than a year ago for more expensive corn to feed the chickens. Tyson earnings missing forecasts. The other big earnings report of the day comes after Wall Street's closing bell when Hewlett-Packard reports its third quarter results. Investors are becoming more jittery about the deadline, now 2 days away, for the Congressional Super Committee to strike a debt reduction deal. Prospects for a deal reached by then appear almost doomed, and we see the effect in the market. S&P futures losing more than 1.5% now, 20 points to the red. NASDAQ futures down 24. Dow futures falling 164. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Welcome back. Just after 8 o'clock on this holiday week. Happy Thanksgiving to all. It is Monday morning. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Go Lions. Go Michigan. Go Michigan State. Go Red Wings. Just a great weekend all the way around for sports fans. But maybe not such a great week for fans of politics, especially Democratic politics. Why? Well, we got a stark reminder, as we'll find out here in just a few minutes, that the Republican, that's what I said, the Republican heavy Michigan Supreme Court dealt multiple blows to citizens of this great state, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Want to remind you at the bottom of the hour, we'll have plenty of time for open lines, and the phones have been good today, so let's keep it going, folks. Of course, you feel free to join us while my next guest is with us. All I ask that you do is stay topical, and we're happy to have you on, of course. 888-552-3595. Guys, go ahead, give me my intro, and let's get going.
The Michigan Democratic Party Chairman,
Mark Brewer. Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And joining us now is the chairman himself, Mark Brewer. Captain, my captain. As always, a glorious morning to you, and more appropriately, Mark, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you.
you, Tony, but I'm afraid it's not going to be a very happy Thanksgiving to a lot of Michigan folks as a result of a Supreme Court action last week.
Yeah, Mark, well, let's talk a little bit about that. You know, the Supreme Court, again, the Republican-heavy Supreme Court, sides with big banks over victims of foreclosure. Again, a remarkable case, Mark.
Yeah, Tony, there's this national organization. It's basically a database called MERS, that have been foreclosing on a lot of folks in Michigan for several years. And illegally, we believe, because state law does not authorize an entity like that to foreclose on folks. Lawsuits were brought. The lower court said, that's right, this entity can't foreclose on these homes. This is all done illegally. It needs to be undone and redone. But the realtors and the banks appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court, and that court gives them what they want. 4-3 last week, the four Republican justices uphold the right of this entity to engage in this foreclosure activity. By the way, Tony, you should know, your listeners should know, that the Michigan Association of Realtors spent $500,000, Tony, electing these justices to the Michigan Supreme Court. So I guess their investment paid off very, very handsomely last week in the Michigan Supreme Court.
Yeah, it goes back to my something I say repeatedly on this show, Mark, which I'm sure you've said once or twice yourself, follow the money. Three simple words, but really gives us a point of clarity. And unfortunately, for the majority of Michiganders who have been are ensnared in this foreclosure fiasco, we've covered this MERS issue, Mark, a lot. We've done a lot. We've spent a lot of time on this issue on the show. We've had experts on. We've had attorneys on. And certainly the vast majority of people agree that this is and should be illegal. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has the ultimate say, and what they say, sadly, Mark, goes.
That's true, Tony. We've seen that time and again. This Republican-controlled Supreme Court, make no bones about it, Republican-controlled Supreme Court, rubber-stamping the wishes of big business, big banks, insurance companies in this state. We've talked in the past about them ruling in favor of insurance companies, protecting employers from claims of sex harassment in the workplace, Tony, up to and including employees, female employees being raped in the workplace. And then the Michigan Supreme Court says, well, the employer can't really be held responsible for that workplace rape. And so what we saw last week is just another example of the Michigan Supreme Court coming to the rescue of yet another special interest in this state.
And not only that, they came to the rescue of Governor Snyder by giving him a win on taxing our senior citizens. And what, again, many people feel is maybe not illegal, but certainly horribly unfair as a legacy, as a promise that Michigan has always protected, the Michigan Supreme Court, again, in a very lopsided decision, said, no, we're going to side with the governor.
That's right, Tony. And that decision is actually a double whammy on people here in Michigan. Not only did they uphold, again, on a partisan vote, 4-3, this pension tax, but they also went on to say that, you know, limiting deductions for the wealthy in Michigan is unconstitutional. So they're basically effectively cutting taxes, Tony, for the wealthy in this state. Let's punish the seniors by raising their taxes, but protecting the wealthy at the very same time by reinstating deductions for them. I mean, you know, again, a great Thanksgiving gift to the wealthy in this state, to Rick Snyder and his Republican cronies in the legislature who passed this, but a kick in the teeth for the rest of us.
Yeah, no question. Mark, we're going to go to the phone, take a quick call. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Stephen Monroe joins us now. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. You're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tony and Mark. I guess my thing is, back in June, both of you were kind of on Snyder because at the time we lost 16,000 jobs. Well, over the weekend in the pre-press, there was a report saying that we're on schedule to create 65,000 jobs. So I'm curious if you know, maybe owe Rick a little bit of an apology for his job-creating skills in the state.
Well, let's stop. There's a big difference between on track to and actually creating. I don't know where those jobs are coming. In fact, the majority of jobs are coming from the automotive sector, and we can't give the governor, at least in my opinion, Mark, we can't give the governor any credit for creating government or auto jobs. We have to give that credit to the president.
That's right, Tony. I mean, with all due respect to your caller, none of the jobs being created now have anything to do with Snyder's massive tax shift last spring. This is the fruit of the recovery that we're going through, particularly in the auto industry. And, you know, again, so he doesn't get any credit for it. He's so desperate, Tony, though, to take credit for things. I don't even saw I tweeted about this last week, that the governor's office issued a press release about a law he signed to allow the recovery of submerged logs, which he claimed would create economic growth. That's how desperate this guy is, Tony, to claim that anything he's doing is creating jobs because the people of Michigan know otherwise.
Well, you know, Mark, it's not just that it's unfair, and it is. It's not just that it's wrong because it is. And at some level, I think it's even, you know, immoral and insulting to our family values and everything else. That this governor, it was last week that he goes to the, you know, he comes to Detroit and he attends the entrepreneurial expo and he talks about entrepreneurs creating jobs and that they've created the right environment. You know, Mark, at the end of the day, we're not creating jobs and people are afraid to invest in Michigan because they don't know what to expect from this governor. They have no idea what's next.
No, I think that's right, Tony. As a matter of fact, apropos of your caller's question, we've actually lost a lot of public sector jobs, i.e. teacher, firefighter, police jobs in this state since Snyder's and governor's result of these budget cuts, which were used to finance the tax break for the wealthy. So he's actually caused the loss of jobs in many ways in the public sector. You know, we've talked about item pricing in the past, how that has impacted and cost us jobs in the retail sector in this state. So the only specifics you can point to in terms of Snyder and the Republicans are actually job losses, not a single job that their policies have created.
Well, you know, and again, I'm just kind of sitting here kind of contemplating, Mark, besides, you know, those that already have businesses, listen, come next year, there are businesses that are really going to benefit greatly from these changes. Anybody that owns a C-Corp is truly, Mark, in for quite a pleasant surprise. But is anybody convinced, and Mark, I'm asking an honest question, is anybody convinced that businesses are going to take that money and create more jobs? I don't know the question.
No, Tony, and the history demonstrates that they are not. Ohio tried this a few years ago. Massive, massive business tax cut did result in jobs. We've seen this time and again. These companies are hanging on to this money. They're using it to pay out profits. They're using it to enrich the wealthy executives at the top. They are not using it to create jobs. That's been proven time and time again, and unfortunately, I think that's what we're going to see here next year.
I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, could they enhance benefits? Yeah, they absolutely could. Could they actually go ahead and maybe rehire some people? Yeah, they absolutely could. But there's no motivation for them to do that, Mark. There's absolutely no motivation at all to rehire people because, you know, the Republicans, both at the federal level and at the state level, Mark, won't sign on to the president's jobs plan, which would create dynamic tax credits, which would really be the motivator, you know, the carrot that would get them to do it, but they won't. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Mark Brewer, my guest, he's chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Cheryl and Metamora, stay where you're at. You are up next, but we do have to take a quick break here on First Shift. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. MichiganDems.com is the website that'll take you to all things Michigan Democratic Party. We'll take the break and be back on First Shift right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
This is David Hecker from AFT Michigan, and I want to wish all listeners who celebrate holidays this time of the year to have a great, great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes an accident 94 westbound before Mount Elliott. It's been blocking the left lane. We've been slow from before Van Dyke. Also 94 west up near M59. An earlier accident there had been giving us delays. 96 east at Milford, an accident there off to the left side.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Our high near 46. Tonight, cloudy and 36. Tomorrow, rain and 47. Wednesday, look for sun and 46. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sun and 50 degrees. Right now, it's overcast and 38 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
It sold out in 10 minutes, was seen by millions, and became the biggest live music event in radio history.
I would have given anything a few years ago to see a show like this.
Now it's your turn to watch. Catch the VH1 premiere of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Kenny Chesney, The Black Eyed Peas, Steven Tyler, Jennifer Lopez, Carrie Underwood, Jane's Addiction, Nicki Minaj, one-of-a-kind collaborations for Sting and Jeff Beck, and more. The two-hour special premieres Wednesday, November 23rd at 10, 9 Central on VH1.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNickerson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Recently on First Shift.
Well, so joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310
WDTW.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, is my guest, and we do have a caller. Feel free to join us again, 888-552-3595. You can also get us an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Cheryl has been waiting patiently, so let's welcome Cheryl in Metamora to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cheryl. You're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving back. And I called because my concern with a lot of this very, very conservative worker attacking legislation seems to be coming almost exclusively from the American Legislative Exchange Council. And my big concern is that most people don't know about this.
Yeah, you know, and
this body.
Yeah, we've spent a considerable amount of time talking about ELEC on this show. And, Mark, I'm sure you're familiar with the American Legislative Exchange Council. Mark, one of my concerns is that taxpayer dollars are actually being used out of legislators' budgets to join this group, which is templating legislation that is really attacking the middle class, Mark.
Oh, it really is, Tony, all across the country. And this is just another Koch Brothers front, and there's a lot of other corporations involved in it as well, and get together and come up with this anti-middle class, anti-union legislation, and then use this, you know, network that they put together to get it pushed in all these different states. It is no accident that we are seeing all these attacks on the middle class and on the labor movement all throughout the country. And behind the scenes, ALEC is a big part of making that happen.
Yeah, no question about it. Joe, thank you so much for your call and reminding us that ALEC is out there and they are the big bad wolf. And we do, you know, it's probably time to do something on that again very, very soon. Mark, let's just move on for the sake of time. Of course, the Republican Party tried to put together a balanced budget amendment last week. It did not succeed. But again, it's another attack, Mark, on working families in the middle class.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Just another gimmick. That's all we're getting out of the Republicans in Washington these days. Look, this thing would have had a terrible impact on Michigan. And these are some Michigan-specific numbers, Tony. As a result of if this had passed and was in effect, we'd see over $7 billion, that's billion with a B, cut in Social Security benefits here for our seniors. We'd seen almost $5 billion in Medicare cuts for our seniors, about $2.5 billion in health benefits for kids. We'd have lost another $2 billion in education funding if this thing had been in place. Again, this is ideologically driven. It's a meat axe approach to dealing with our financial problems that would have put the burden again and again on the backs of seniors, kids, and the middle class in this state. Thank goodness the Democrats stood up and said this is not the way to balance the budget.
Well, and it's not the way to balance the budget. You know, and not to mention the fact, Mark, this is something that has to be, you know, ratified state by state. It's not as simple as the Republicans make it out to be. But, you know, it's this idea, Mark, that they think that they can scare us into submission that continues to offend me at every level.
Well, it only scares us, Tony. You're absolutely right about that. But also, you know, these very simplistic titles, right? Balanced budget amendment. Gee, that sounds very attractive. No child left behind. Gee, that sounds nice. Right to work. Who doesn't oppose a right to work? But, you know, thankfully there's folks like you, Tony, and a lot of others who are saying, no. Let's look behind the titles here, the nice sounding titles, and look at the actual facts. And that's when you discover how bad these things are.
Yeah, absolutely. I was, and funny you say that, I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, and Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona was talking about the super committee and sounding very authoritative and going on and on and on. He got to do his thing. Senator John Kerry, your good friend, comes on Meet the Press, Mark Brewer. And the first words out of his mouth, you know, David Gregory asked him a question. The first words out of Senator Kerry's mouth is, that would all be great if he weren't lying.
Yeah, no. Kerry did a great job yesterday, really cutting through a lot of this rhetoric, misrepresentation, and outright lies that we get from the other side. Did a great job.
No question. All right. Last but not least, I think that, you know, we want to end the Thanksgiving holiday on a good note and on a positive note. Mark, dozens of young Democrats will be sworn in to municipal offices across the state of Michigan over the next couple of weeks, and certainly something not only the Michigan Democratic Party can be proud of, but certainly every Democrat across the state of Michigan as well.
Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you, we're very thankful for this. Next week, the first week of December is usually when a lot of municipal officers are getting sworn in. And as you said, there are dozens of young Democrats who got elected to office just a few weeks ago. We helped many of them at the party through a program we've had for many years to help at the municipal level. But these are the future stars, the future state legislators, future members of Congress, et cetera, of the party. So we're really laying the groundwork for a very good future for the Democratic Party. We're so proud of these young candidates, these young elected officials now. They're going to do great work for us going forward.
Yeah, no question that's true. And, you know, it's kind of nice, Mark, as we are gearing up for 2012, and I know on this show, starting the first of the year, the tone, the temperament, the seriousness, even the production value of the show's going to certainly reflect the seriousness of what we have to do in 2012. Moving forward, of course, the goal is November, but before we get to November, with every passing day, the work that must be done from fundraising to GOTV, to putting committees together, to fielding good candidates, to having hearty debate, to the primary process and everything in between, Mark, we must stay focused. We must stay focused on unity and community and making sure that those of us that care about democracy firmly find themselves within the Democratic Party.
That's right, Tony. That is going on. I spent the weekend with our Black Caucus. They met in Macomb County over the weekend. They've been traveling around the state, organizing local chapters, getting involved in local politics. John Dingell of the UAW hosted a terrific meeting in Downriver Wayne County yesterday to start to get organized for the 212 elections. That's going on throughout the state. It is very, very encouraging for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mark, I want to thank you, as always, for your time today. And, again, the blessings of the Thanksgiving holiday. Would you please take the day off?
I will, Tony. Spend some time with my own family, my 80-year-old father. And then we'll back to work on Friday.
Very good. Well, I didn't think you'd take the whole weekend off. God forbid, Mark Brewer. Thanks for everything you do, Mark, and we're thankful for you. Have a great week.
Same to you, Tony. Take care.
You bet. Until next Monday. All right. He's one hardworking guy. Folks, I don't think you fathom. I think I'm busy. This guy never has a day off. I mean, he never takes any time off. He literally works, I'll bet you, and I'm not exaggerating, he works 350, 345 days a year. And I'm not exaggerating. He's almost every weekend, and if not every weekend, he is somewhere. He's always being invited. Mark shows up at Democratic Club meetings all over the state. Just an incredible guy. It's just amazing to watch him work. Okay, we are going to be open lines for the rest of the hour. So what I'd like you to do is pick up the phone and call me with your topic du jour. What's on your mind? What do you want to see happen? What are you angry about? What are you happy about? What are you thankful for? Give us a call, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano, and we will be back on 1310 WDTW right after we do this.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes the closure of 696 westbound on the other side of Woodward. 696 is closed. The other side of Woodward, very bad accident. A lot of vehicles are involved in this. We are backed up from probably before DeQuinder by now. For those heading westbound, so you want to get off the freeway, maybe at I-75, you're going to have a lot of company drivers trying to use mile roads or the service drive to try to make your way around this. And also 94 west before Mount Elliott, that earlier accident has cleared, but we're still slow for traffic trying to come in toward Van Dyke heading into downtown.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Our high near 46. Tonight, cloudy and 36. Tomorrow, rain and 47. Wednesday, look for sun and 46. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sun and 50 degrees. Right now, it's overcast and 38 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Oh, joy! The generous gods of political commentary love me. The Folly Gods have delivered a magnificent gift for me, Newt. Yes, Newt Gingrich is back. Just 3 months ago, the presidential campaign of this corrupt, super-bloated ego on legs had imploded, and commentators like me lost a surefire source of goofy material. Lo and behold, though, as Rick Perry stumbled over his own brain and as Herman Cain fumbled with Libya and several women, the Newt has been ascendant, now topping some polls in the GOP contest. Explaining this exalted status, the former House Speaker was typically modest. I don't think there's anybody in the race with my background, he bloated. I have a Ph.D. in American history. I've written 24 books, 7 documentary films. Yes, and he's also been fined $300,000 by his own House Ethics Committee for official corruption. Speaking of which, after an inglorious exit from Congress, Gingrich parlayed his legislative connections into the lucrative life of a Washington influence peddler, carrying water for such corporate favor seekers as IBM and Microsoft. Now we learn that he also quietly did chores for mortgage giant Freddie Mac, a firm he had blasted publicly. He even condemned Barack Obama in 2008 for taking campaign donations from the corporation's executives. Gingrich recently tried to dismiss his own involvement with Freddie Mac, saying his role there was short and minor. Really? No. It turns out he worked with them for 6 years and was paid at least $1.6 million. Nonetheless, filled with his own wondrousness, Newt insists that voters will actually appreciate his work as a hired huckster for corporate interests. It reminds people that I know a great deal about Washington, he said, cluelessly. This is Jim Hightower saying, thank you, political gods. This is going to be fun.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trio on 1310 WDTW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
So this is the way it works. 35 minutes after the hour, we have the next 25 minutes. Take away a couple minutes for the break. You and I, whatever's on your mind, if there's a topic, if you've ever always wanted to call the show, if you just want to shout out to somebody, wish somebody a happy Thanksgiving, it's open lines, folks. Whatever's on your mind, I've got some stuff I want to get to, but let's let it be about you today. 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones now and welcome Tim in Garden City. Tim, a happy Thanksgiving to you, and welcome to First Shift.
Same to you, Tony.
Thank you.
If you have any connection with Macklemore, I had the pleasure of watching Capitalism, A Love Story, and he made that a few years ago, but it's exactly what's going on today. So if you could get a movie theater where you show that to the general public, you're going to get more converts to aiding the takeover people.
Yeah.
Because he said more than once, the thing that Wall Street fears the most is the common people turning against them and voting. Because we got a lot more 99ers than we do the 1%ers. And the more people we can get convinced that next, every time you have an election, vote in your best interest, not somebody else's.
Yeah, Tim, that's the key, though. That's the key, what you just said. You've got to vote in your own best interest, not the best interest of others. And unfortunately, we have seen it how many times in the past where people vote against their own best interest or self-interest. I don't get why they do it. I can't explain it. There's no science to it, but it's true. How we get people to look at that the other way. You know, Jeff was looking at headlines this morning, and apparently Michelle Obama was booed at a NASCAR event, right, Jeff? Is that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah, and so you wonder, you know, why was she booed at a NASCAR event? Because why? I don't know. You know, why would they boo the First Lady of the United States of America? Is it because she's black? Is it because she's a Democrat? Is it because what? She wants people to live healthy lives. What is it about her? And what is it these NASCAR folks think that she represents that they don't? Great question. Don't know the answer to it. I just don't know the answer to it. Jeff, I don't know if you saw, but on Saturday, I had posted to the Facebook page a story about McDonald's and where they get their eggs and how they're processed, so on and so forth.
So a little bit about that.
All right. Well, it actually got quite a bit of interest on over the weekend on our Facebook page. And quite a few people went over, got some emails on it. Some of the people posted to Facebook. And then I was happily able to post yesterday on Facebook as well that McDonald's has pledged that they will no longer be using that supplier. And the article itself was actually quite lengthy that explained what was going on. The company says that, of course, they had no idea what was happening. They're doing a complete and thorough internal investigation. But the video this group had sent in had a group of people hire in undercover, and they actually had hidden cameras, and they showed the way they treated the poultry. And I don't want to repeat it, but it was very difficult to watch. I will tell you that, Jeff. One of the lighter things, one of the easier things to deal with, were the chickens where they were burning their beaks off. You heard me correctly. They were burning their beaks off without any anesthetic. And that was one of the easier parts to look at. That's how heinous this video was. McDonald's responded immediately, as have other major retailers. They're not using the supplier. The supplier swears that, you know, they're in the process of doing a thorough and complete internal investigation, and that they will turn it around. But the inhumane treatment of these animals was just, Jeff, it was sinful. It was sinful what they've done to these animals. And so I'm happy to say that that looks like, at least in the short term, and I'm hoping it's not just while the camera's on them now, that into the future. There's nothing, folks, free-range birds are fine. Why do we have to maximize everything? Why does everything have to be to the nth degree, and why is it that we have to treat these animals with such indignity just so we can end up with eggs for breakfast? And it make you actually think twice about ever eating eggs again if you watch that video. It was very difficult for me to watch. And so I'm happy to say that there's a little good news on that front. All right. Again, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, if something's on your mind. Now, I'm a former restaurateur, as many of you know. And I saw an article this weekend that just picked my interest, mostly because of my restaurant background. More and more people – oh, here, let me do this a little differently. I already know Anthony's answer, but I'll ask it anyway. We'll start with Anthony. Anthony, when you go to a restaurant, what do you normally order to drink?
Sprite.
But water. Usually water, though, right?
Right.
Jeff, what do you normally order to drink?
Always water.
Always water. Well, that's the issue, is more and more people are ordering water. In fact, water is now the number one ordered drink in a restaurant. Now, you say, why does that matter, right? Well, it matters because they're not selling water. They're giving water away. And it does affect the ticket average at a restaurant. So as an example, if the three of us have a breakfast meeting every Friday, we all order water. I sometimes have coffee. The other day I ended up having a pop just because I wanted one for whatever crazy reason. I just did. I just felt like having one. But normally we just order water. But add $2 per person, which is what an average drink would cost, $2 per person to that bill, that's $6. Well, not only does that affect the ticket average, it also affects the tip. And with more and more people ordering water, it has actually obviously affected the profit margin at the restaurant and the tips that the server is making. My question, I don't know if any of you out there factor that in, and again, the national study, the only drink that is seeing an increase in sales, and you guys have probably never guessed. Jeff, can you guess what the only drink is that's seeing an increase in sales?
Coffee?
No, it's iced tea, of all things. Iced tea. I don't know why, and they don't know why. They have no idea why iced tea is enjoying an increase in sales, but it is.
I've seen not at restaurants, but people just walking around carrying iced tea more and more often. And I think maybe it's the under the guise that it's healthier for you.
Well, that may be whatever the reason is. But, I mean, I'm a big iced tea fan, but I've always been a big iced tea fan, so it's not new
though?
For me. No. If I'm going to sweeten it, I'm going to sweep it. You know, I'm a sweet and low guy, not a sugar guy, so... That would be me. But anyway, that's the only thing. Everything else, they're seeing a decrease in the sales of soft drinks, coffee. And the only thing that's seeing an increase is iced tea. Even hot tea is seeing a decrease, but iced tea is not. Anyway, I'm just curious, and I'll throw it out there. 888-552-3595. Do you deliberately not order soft drinks or coffee in a restaurant because you know that it adds substantially to the ticket average of your restaurant visit, and do you tip accordingly? That's the question.
Do places, you might know this, I could have swore that it was a law that if you serve food, you have to offer water. Like, there has to be a water fountain, or maybe it's just public places in general have to have some kind of, like, you have to have a source of water for free?
Yes, you have to have running water. Yes, you have to have running water in any public building.
Well, I mean, available to people, like, for a drink, right?
That I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's law. I can't answer that. I'm telling you, it's not health code. It may be law, but it's not health code. I mean, it's not in the health code itself, but
I just wonder if that's the next step then. Suddenly, all of a sudden, a glass of water is 50 cents or something.
Well, there was a time, Jeff, that, and I remember this, and I don't remember when it was. It might have been the early 90s, might have been earlier than that, where they stopped bringing water automatically. You know, you had to ask for it, and then they went back to just automatically bringing it again. But there was a period of time where restaurants to conserve water stopped just automatically bringing it because a lot of people weren't drinking it. But this was either in the late 80s or early 90s. Now, it's not that way anymore. We are more of a water-conscious world than we've ever been. And more people drink water than ever have before, which is crazy because people are buying it by the bottle instead of just taking it out of the tap. And the difference, and the studies show this, the difference between tap water and bottled water is zero. That's the crazy thing. All right, a quick, let's go to phones very quickly. 888-552-3595. Jose joins us now in New Boston. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Welcome to First Shift.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony, and everybody there at the crew. I love you guys every morning.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is the NASCAR people, how they vote against their own. You know what I'm saying, Tony? You know, it was President Obama that saved GM. Otherwise, they wouldn't have no Chevys going around that track and Jeff Gordon and all those guys. Maybe they should just watch Toyotas and Nissans go around that track.
It blows my mind. It blows my mind. I don't get why this NASCAR crowd is so anti-Democrat.
No, Tony, they just hate. You know, they're just a bunch of haters. Because I know a lot of them. I know a lot of the NASCAR people, you know. And they work at Ford and GM and Chrysler. And they always vote against their own interests. I get it. It's called racism.
And, you know, listen, it is what it is. All right, we got to take a quick break here. You know, I don't get it. And then someone, you know, the guy that hates me every day, sends me my hate mail every day. See, you got to bring up the race card. I just threw it out there. I didn't bring it up. You know, why do they hate Michelle Obama? She did nothing wrong. You know, why you got to boo the first lady? First lady generally gets a pass, doesn't she? Anyway, we'll take the quick break here. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. Just about ready to wrap it up today. Stay where you're at, though. Don't punch out quite yet. We got a little more to get to. This is First Shift. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
I'm Diane Cross, and I want to wish a very happy holiday to everyone, whether it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And thanks for hanging with us. Before I get back to the phone lines, which I'll do here in a minute, I want to extend a special thank you to Keith Dalton. Keith is the guy that provided, at his expense, the karaoke for the Occupy Thanksgiving, and he helped them with the fashion show and everything at the Occupy Detroit on Sunday. If any of you need somebody that does karaoke, maybe you need a video produced, somebody to cover your event, would you let me know? One of the ways that we say thank you to Keith is by sending some work his way. Although he did this for free, we can all use a little extra cash, and I know Keith would appreciate it. So I want to thank again Keith Dalton for the amazing volunteer work he did on Sunday, but we want to reward him with a little work. So if you've got something, let me know and I'll get you in touch with Keith. Maybe you need you've got a party coming up and you want it videotaped to your wedding. Maybe you want to do an event where you need karaoke. I'm sure he's very reasonably priced. And I think he told me he has something over 14,000 songs or something crazy like that. So let us know. But Keith, thank you very much for doing what you do. Let's go back to the phones. And I want to welcome Corey in Southfield to First Shift. Corey, thanks for joining us this morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, Tony. I really like your show. I have a theory as to why people who are working class vote against their best interest.
No, I like to hear this stuff because I've never been able to figure it out, Corey.
I think I've nailed this down. It's been my working theory for about 12 years now. If you're not one of the so-called values voters that vote on abortion and gay rights and things like that, you are someone who basically sees the Democratic Party as a group that is basically, they don't embrace you. You think that they embrace racial minorities, gays, immigrants. You don't see them as basically embracing you. The Republicans have convinced people that they're working for you when all evidence indicates that they're not. And that's been my working theory for about 12 years.
Well, you know, Corey, it makes sense at some level that they somehow can get into your head and say, listen, although we're not working for you and we're not doing anything that's going to benefit you, we obviously find great disdain in all the things you find great disdain in. And the reality is, you know, the Democrats, of course, are the, Corey, the big umbrella party, and everybody fits under that umbrella. And so, yeah, it makes it a little more challenging, perhaps, for some people to wrap their heads around. But the bottom line is, it's the Democratic Party that does all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, we've got to get people to realize that Democrats represent more people than not. And that includes every racial group. If you're working class, even if you're not working class, if you're someone who is upper middle class, they're still working in your best interest.
Well, you know, there's
We've
a group
got to do a better job of that.
Yeah, and Corey, you're right. And by the way, there was, and I didn't get to it last week, but there was a group of millionaires that actually went to Washington D.C. last week and asked Congress to tax them more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't get to the story. There's just so much going on; it's hard to get to it all. But Corey, thank you so much for your kind words and thanks for listening to the show. And I appreciate your call. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tony. You too.
You bet. 888-552-3595. Patty in Lake Orion joins us now. Patty, good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You were talking about water before, stating that, I know this is kind of mute with everything else that's going on in the world. Oh, I wanted to thank you for all your participation with Occupy.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I believe that's very, very important to everybody in this state, country, whether they know it or not.
Including me. So there's a little selfishness in that, too, Patty. It's important to me, too. So.
But what you had mentioned before on water, saying that bottled water and tap water, there's absolutely no difference. But actually, there is quite a bit of difference because the bottled water we're drinking today goes through a process called reverse osmosis.
But not all bottled, but Patty, not all bottled water does. So you need to know what you're buying, right?
Well, I know that, but a lot of it does. And the pH, when we drink water out of the tap, by law, I believe it's supposed to be a number 7, which is neutral on the pH scale. And when it goes through reverse osmosis, what it does is it turns it into an acidic water, which is very, it's not good for our system at all. So I don't know.
No, I appreciate that. And you're right, Patty. You got to know, you got to actually, as crazy as this sounds, you got to read the label on the water you're buying.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You really do.
Sometimes it's natural spring water, and it still comes out. After it comes out, they do put it through a purification system, and that causes the alkalinity in it to change.
Right. And not only that, they've also suggested that water in plastic in and of itself makes the water more toxic because of the plastic.
Basically, if the water is acidic, because when it's acidic, the electrons in it.
Yeah, don't add. I'm with you, girlfriend. I don't understand how all that works either. So,
anyway, I love you and thank you for everything you're doing, and have a good Thanksgiving.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let me, folks, before we get out of here today, remind you that we're trying to do something nice for those of you that would like to have a safer workplace. So I'm going to ask you to write this number down, 1-800-321-6406. 1-800-321-6406. Either you or somebody that you care about is going to want this number, because what it's going to get them is information and the beginnings of a path to organizing their workplace. Now, listen, for different people, it's different needs. For some people, it's about wages. For others, it's about health and safety. For others, it's about rules. I mean, it's different things for different people. But don't for a second think that having a union in your workplace is a deal killer in any way, shape, or form. Unions actually support management in the best possible way. If it didn't, then why would there be so many unionized workplaces throughout the state and throughout the country? Of course, it's a partnership that works. Yes, sometimes management is very much afraid of organizing, but they're only afraid of it because even management sometimes doesn't understand the benefit it would have to them. As crazy as it sounds, it's true. Listen, I know that it's scary for some of you, so be anonymous if you need to be, but again, just call this number or give this number to somebody you know that really would like a union in their workplace. 1-800-321-6406. That's 1-800-321-6406. Again, you can be as anonymous as you'd like to be or give your name. Doesn't matter. The reality is there's a starting point for you and your possible union membership. Call that number today. Thank you so much. All right, we're just out of time for today. We got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. Of course, it is going to be a shortened week for us as well. We'll be taking Thursday and Friday off, but Jeff's putting together some dynamic shows, some of the best stuff that we've done in a while. So you'll look forward to that. I want to thank Jeff and Anthony for all their hard work today. You for being such an amazing audience. Loved all the phone calls today. And that's about it. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, we still have huge delays. Our total traffic update includes a big problem on the Ruther westbound 696, the other side of I-75. Looks like that multi-car accident has finally cleared, but our backup goes all the way to about Mound Road for those heading west on 696 because it had been closed. 94 west near Mount Elliott, an earlier accident there has cleared. We've still been very backed up, though, to almost about Maross.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds today. Our high near 46. Tonight, cloudy and 36. Tomorrow, rain and 47. Wednesday, look for sun and 46. And on Thanksgiving Day, look for sun and 50 degrees. Right now, it's overcast and 38 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.